Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 26th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We are making our way through the book of Genesis. Today we'll be in Genesis chapter 23, and then in Psalm 47, and in Mark today we will see the triumphal entry in chapter 11. Beginning with Genesis chapter 23, the death of Sarah. Sarah lived to be 127 years old. She died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan, and Abraham went to mourn for Sarah and to weep over her. Then Abraham rose from beside his dead wife and spoke to the Hittites. He said, "I am an alien and a stranger among you. Sell me some property for a burial site here so that I can bury my dead." The Hittites replied to Abraham, "Sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb for burying your dead." Then Abraham rose and bowed down before the people of the land, the Hittites. He said to them, "If you are willing to let me bury my dead, then listen to me and intercede with Ephron, son of Zohar, on my behalf, so he will sell me the cave at Machpelah, which belongs to him and is at the end of his field. Ask him to sell it to me for the full price as a burial site among you." Ephron the Hittite was sitting among his people, and he replied to Abraham in the hearing of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of his city. "No, my lord," he said, "listen to me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of my people. Bury your dead." Again, Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he said to Ephron in their hearing, "Listen to me, if you will. I will pay the price of the field. Accept it from me so I can bury my dead there." Ephron answered Abraham, "Listen to me, my lord. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver. But what is that between me and you? Bury your dead." Abraham agreed to Ephron's terms and weighed out for him the price he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weight current among the merchants. So Ephron's field in Machpelah, near Mamre, both the field and the cave in it, and all the trees within the borders of the field, was deeded to Abraham as his property in the presence of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of the city. Afterward, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave in the field of Machpelah, which is at Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave in it were deeded to Abraham by the Hittites as a burial site. Now let's move over to the Psalms. In Psalm 47 today, we learn something very important that all the Psalms are pointing to, the fact that God reigns. For the director of music, of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amidst shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble, as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Okay, let's move over to the book of Mark. Today, according to the Bible Project, we enter into Act 3 of the book of Mark. So the first act was in Galilee. The second act was on the way from one place to another. And then the third act is in Jerusalem. And today, Jesus enters Jerusalem. And this act of Mark is all about how Jesus becomes the Messianic King. In the second act, they're asking the question, what does it mean for Jesus to be the Messiah? Remember, even yesterday, Jesus is telling his disciples that he must die and 3 days later rise again, and they just don't get it. They're wondering, okay, well, who's going to be the greatest in your kingdom? It's really a mess. And now here, things are going to come into clarity. The disciples, when Jesus is raised on the cross and he's raised from the dead, they're going to realize that as the Messiah, Jesus must suffer. The triumphal entry, starting with Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at the doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who were ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went on to Bethany with the 12. If you've been reading with us for a while, you may remember that when we read Zechariah, there was a prophecy about the triumphal entry. Listen to Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So even in Jesus's entry into Jerusalem, he's giving one more cue that he is the king of righteousness and he has come to reign. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I don't know about you, but in this season, there is a lot to be stressed about. And I just want to pray today that the Lord would remind us of his peace, his righteousness, and his sovereignty. Will you pray with me? God of all comfort, we come to you together today just asking for your peace. We ask, Lord, that whatever my brothers and sisters are facing today that is difficult, that you will remind them of your presence with them. Thank you, Lord, for the reminders in all of the passage today that you are King, that you reign, and that yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.